But I always would just have this imaginary thing about it. And when one of my third child fell in a canal one time, but his father saved it. But I'm telling you, I became almost hysterical. I'm just that afraid of water. But I never had a bad experience about water, no other than that. But when I was a child coming up, I just always was afraid of water.
I've met friends like that, and I can understand it. Okay, well, what would you name, could you give me some of the names of streams that you know around here? You had mentioned somewhere some kids were drowning.
Yeah, that was, that's called Muckley. Well, I guess they would call that Muckley. That would be a stream, I reckon, or a creek, or.
Yeah.
Cause it's just before you get into America.
Do you have any other ones around here?
Well, this one down here, let me see, I believe it's got such stupid name, I believe they call it Muckaloochee, I believe. And that's Creek, and they got one called Bear Creek, not too far from here. And I know there's some others, but I can't think of them right now. Because they used to have a name for themselves, and then they say a year or two ago they highway, put their real name, I guess, up on sign, because they used to like call this down here the Steel Bridge. It was used to be a large bridge there. It was a steel, it was made from steel. And they call that the Steel Bridge, and it's one about, I'd say about 12 miles from here, runs south from 49, and they call that Kinchipuni, and that runs. That, I hear my daddy say that extends from a long way back up this way, back kind of about North Georgia. And that's a big one, and I don't know how far it extends, but it, runs on in maybe to somewhere, or maybe down in Florida somewhere. Kinchipuni. And Flint River. And that's about all the name of it.
All right, if you come to a place and you're walking along and it's flat and all of a sudden you see the land go up a little, what would you call that? It's not real high, but it goes up a little, and you'd call it, that is a...
Would you call it a hill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they're not so hard, are you? If it were anything smaller, what would you call it? I mean, if it was smaller than anything you'd call a hill, it was just,
a slope would be going down, so it would be, they used to call a little slope, and I guess that's going down, in my opinion, so I don't get to see. I don't know.
No. What do you call the thing that opens a door?
Oh, a doorknob.
Okay. Would you ever use that name for a little hill? Teeny hill?
No. If I never heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, some of these are things that they would call that we wouldn't around here. Now, if it's really big, now like way up north in North Georgia, you have
mountains.
Alright, and if you have a mountain where all of a sudden you're walking along and you look down the side and instead of going, kind of this way, it falls straight down, you would call that
a fall, a downhill, or...
If it's just straight down. No slope, but just a straight...
Would that be a valley?
The valley's below, but what would you call the actual face of stone that's straight?
Oh, I think you got me again.